This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man!" Next time I tell y'all we got a special guest, I bet you will believe us.
Are you proud of me? I didn't spill the beans?
You didn't. Once you found out today, I said it yesterday, and Mike was like, "Who?" And then I was like, "Ah, don't worry about it. No big deal." So today he finds out. He's like, "Ice Cube, what time's he coming in?" I was like, "Mike, you can't. And you did a really good job.
Thank you. But yeah, we had him in studio. It was about 6 years ago when talking about the three, you know, and he's such a good dude. Again, we cover all the, I think for guy talk, you know, sports talk, guy talk, he covers all the bases. Anytime we get lucky enough to talk to Ice Cube, he never disappoints.
No. And the other thing is the he's got a lot of projects. He's got a lot of irons in the fire, right? He's got a lot of stuff going on. But the thing, Mike, is in talking in years past to people about him, and you can check out his new album, by the way. It's coming out again Friday the 22nd. His creativity, man, has just always been there. For those who don't know, he wrote Friday in a day. That movie was he wrote that movie in a day. And you guys know how big that movie turned out to be. He's always had that, like, just that ability to create like that. And you know that from his records and all the other stuff that he's been involved in. But, yeah, really cool to catch up with him. We got a big game on Sunday, man. And we're not just saying this is not hyperbole because, oh, it's a big game. Listen, the Saints game was big because it's a rivalry game, and there was a lot going on leading into it. There's nothing we can do about it now. We're done with them until next year. We are still going to win this division.
Right.
But how good are the Broncos? And I know Coach Ra tells us, and he admitted it yesterday, when I said, "Oh, I know you don't like to talk about stats. Stats are for nerds." And he corrected us and said, "No, losers." Okay, Mike, we are about to play a top five defense, and this is going to be a stretch of games where we're going to see a bunch of very good defenses. But the Broncos, and I just want to break this down real quick. Fourth in points allowed. They're only allowing 17.7 points a game. They're third in yards per play, which means all that talk about six a pop, 6.5, they're giving up about 5.2 yards a play. They're fifth in yards per game. They're not even giving up 300 yards a game, and I know everybody in the NFL thinks you get to 300 yards is fairly easy. Fourth in stopping teams on fourth down. Mike, what do we like to do on fourth down?
Go for it.
We like to go for it. And they're also fourth in the red zone with red zone defense. There are a variety of categories, Mike Bell, this team is top five in. What offense are we going to get on Sunday?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, we talked about Bo Nix. We know we can move around in the pocket, which does give us trouble, and that's another concern when we're on defense. But I'm just worried, and we said this earlier in the show, I'm worried about our line, specifically one guy. Yes, Caleb McGarry. Mm. We've got 9 sacks, everybody. 9. You realize there's 4 guys on the Broncos you never heard of that basically add up? 2 guys, Franklin Myers and Strand and Tillman. They got more sacks than our entire team.
It's true.
Okay, Benito's got 7. Cooper's got 6.5.
Strip sack.
Allen's got 5. So they got this sum of its parts defense that gets after it. And again, you couldn't identify these guys, you know, if I gave you the program. So this is a concern. They also, as you just laid out, man, they don't let you run and they don't really give up many passing yards. So it's going to be a game on the road with that defense, a daunting defense. And that's why I think Sean Payton kind of spoon feeds it to Knicks. He's kind of keeping it within the confines of a rookie quarterback because the defense is, you don't need to be trying to risk it on offense.
I agree. You don't have to overdo it. We don't need you to be a Superman. Just play within the confines of the game, and when it presents itself, Sean Payton is still a hell of a coach, guys. They're able to take advantage of it. But when you talk about, you know, again, they lost to the Ravens, and that was their first trip to the East Coast. They got embarrassed, and everybody said, oh, they're not for real. And they come back last week and play the Chiefs to a two-point game in which a game they probably should have won. Remember, the Chiefs needed a last-second field goal to win this thing. So I just look at this, Mike, and I go, to me, I'm a little concerned. Not because that we can't go out there and win, but because the offense, to your point about last week, struggled again against the Saints and scoring touchdowns. We cannot go on the road, Mike, and kick field goals and think we're going to win this game.
Right. I mean, you said it. We went down to New Orleans. Wow, we got something to show them what they did to us that last game, even though it was, you know, Jameis's, you know, harebrained scheme. And we got physically beat up by, you know, I know some guys would be like, don't say that. Well, there's a lot of guys that were banged up. Now, I know by this point of the season, everybody's banged up. The good news is Kirk Cousins is okay. Archer told us yesterday, even though he showed up as limited on the injury report, per NFL rules, he's able to do everything that was asked of him. And again, today, Kirk Cousins looked fine, according to D-Len. Thanks, Mike! So now, what are we going to do to get to 10 wins? Because of these remaining seven games, you just mentioned all the things the Broncos are doing. We came out of the bye week. The Chargers have kept everybody they've played under 21 points. Okay? Bosa, Crosby, the Giants, the Vikings defense, which is all about sacks. These are all the teams we got in these final seven games.
Top four, Chargers, right? Steelers, saw them already. Vikings, we're going to see them. And this team on Sunday. Those are the top four teams in points allowed this season. And to Mike's point, you know what the Chargers' average is? 13. That's a really good defensive football team. So this hopefully prepares us for a nice little run. We got to get the dub. We get some rest. We get everybody right. And then we go on this stretch run, Mike, to end the season, hopefully trending this way. And my hand is going up, moving upwards. But we've got to get it done Sunday. 404-726-0929. Follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is Thursday, and that means it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wing at our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We mentioned that Kirk Cousins was a full participant after getting dumped on his right throwing shoulder a couple times down there at the Superdome. Ryan Neuzel is back as a full participant, as is Drew Dahlman. So we have options as far as the starting center. Does Drew Dahlman get back to taking over his job? He was the starter to start the season. Limited today. What's up, Darnell? Darnell Mooney nursing an Achilles injury. That's a little
concerning.
That makes me nervous.
Well, yeah, because, again, he's been a big part of the explosive plays that we've had. And it gets us to, you know, a conversation Mike and I were having earlier. And it was kind of organic, guys. We didn't have any plans on talking about it. But I need Kyle Pitts to have another big game. It's time. And we also need Drake London, who was fine. It looked like he was physically fine last week, to have another kind of Drake game. Drake's been great all season. But, Mike, then you started talking about Kyle Pitts, and it led you down this rabbit hole, didn't it?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, guys, when we talk about him, and I know it's kind of a lightning rod, he is actually doing really well this year. If you go back and look at the elite tight ends, Brock Bowers, Kittle, Trey McBride, and then Travis Kelce, and then you get to Pitts. Pitts is fifth right now in receiving yards at 485. And the thing is, he's doing it with almost 20% less targets. Matter of fact, he's doing it with almost half as many as what Kelce gets, which obviously goes without saying. Brock Bowers has got almost twice as much, as does George Kittle. So Pitts, the numbers show he's giving you the explosive play. But there's games like the Cowboys game, he only had one target. So I just think Pitts has got to be a bigger part of this plan. This was a great argument you and I had back in August. I go, what does a Zach Robinson offense look like? How does Pitts fit into it? They didn't have a guy like him with the Rams.
So, no.
But it's time to expand his role.
Well, I also believe, and this is just me, you know, speculating, no one said this to me, that Darnell Mooney has cut into the Pitts targets. Mm. And it's not been purposely. It's just kind of happened. Where you get into these games, Mike, and you look up and Darnell.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Darnell? Has 10 or 12, targets. And all of a sudden, you look at the targets for Pitts, and it's a lot less. I do not believe most people thought he'd have the kind of impact. I'm talking about Darnell Mooney. On this team offensively that he's having. And because of that, and the trust level that Kirk Cousins has, he's more likely to go to him than he has been Pitts. And I don't think that's any function of Pitts. By the way, Pitts can't throw it to himself, Mike.
No, I mean, look, we've had these debates over the season. Does Pitts run the proper route? Is he being, you know, where he needs to be at the right time? Is the effort there? These are all things which have come up, and we've talked about it. And, you know, you heard some things that Zach Robinson said about details. Either way, when you get the ball to this guy, he's making plays. And, by the way, he's tied for fourth in touchdowns. There's a bunch of guys with three. Kittle's got seven. Mark Andrews got five. Kate Otten, who we just saw in Tampa a few weeks ago, has got four. There's a bunch of guys with three. I just thought that he would be the red zone, you know, machine, especially with Kirk Cousins. And like everything else, there's an evolution. Guys get more comfortable with each other. But if Mooney is a little banged up, maybe Kirk it'll be Pitts and Kirk hooking up.
Yeah, 485 yards, three touchdowns so far for Pitts. As I said, if you double that between now and the end of the season – it's close to 1,000 yards.
And six touchdowns is something you and I said, six to eight.
Yeah, and that doesn't look as bad as it might feel right now when you say, whoa, where is he at? Long season.
Hey, one more nugget on the injury report. Chris Lindstrom was limited today with a knee. So if Chris is not 100%, and we know that McGarry really does struggle in pass protection against that kind of dynamic pass rush, a little nerve. I mean, you better establish the run, even though they don't let people run on
him. Well, that's the other thing. See, this is where, Mike, you got to impose your will.
You got to run the ball on the Broncos, period.
You cannot say, and not that we are. I don't think that they would go into a game and say, we can't do this. But you got to impose your will. What teams do well, you've got to also try to take away. And so they stopped the run. Okay, great. Stop us. That's how you have to go into these games. Do you think the Ravens and the Steelers on Sunday are going to go, you know, they're pretty good against the run. We're not going to run the ball. I mean, they got Lamar. Eh? Give me a break. So you've got to continue to try to establish that. And to your point, that means Bijan 18 to 25. And I'm not talking about just handoffs. However you're going to get him the ball, because we've seen when he is over 100 yards from the line of scrimmage, Mike, this team wins. That's what happens with Bijan.
And it is interesting. And I'm not trying to say it can't be done, but that's why I remember back in the summer I said 10 wins. And not knowing where some of these teams, you never know who's going to be rising or falling, because we thought Denver would be nothing this year. Bo Nix, what are they going to do? You know. And meanwhile, look at the teams you just touched on. Left at our season, the Vikings are allowing less than 80 yards rushing. the Chargers are allowing just 110 yards rushing. You know, we're going to see these guys. You know, we're trying to get to that. You know, we're good, but, you know, you don't want to let Tampa creep back in. It seems almost impossible for Tampa to creep back in the division, right? But
it does.
Let's not count our chickens, because I know we all kind of locked it in that we will be at least no worse than the 4 seed, even if we continue to, if we don't play, let's say, to 10 or 11 wins.
Yeah, the thing about that is, and the beauty of where we're at, you can't be satisfied. Well, we only have one division game left. It's Carolina. We've played Saints twice. We've played the Bucks twice. Like, that's the beauty of where we're at. But it doesn't mean that you need to be satisfied, because really we have nothing to be satisfied about. We got to get better. And that starts on Sunday with this Broncos game heading into the bye week. It's Dukes and Bell. More on Tennessee and Georgia coming up, as we'll talk about the road to the college football playoff here in about 20 minutes. But when we come back, he's off the injury report and what that means moving forward for a team that hopefully has some momentum. We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, he's not on the injury report anymore, and that means that the Hawks are getting healthy. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Road to the college football playoff on the way in less than 10 minutes. Stay there. We'll tell you what the latest is with Tennessee and Georgia. But, Mike, as we talk about the Hawks, and we had a great conversation with Dyson Daniels, it's online at odyssey.com.
What a likable dude.
Dude. He came on.
Actually, what a likable bloke.
Exactly. That's right, mate. And he literally said to us, the thing that, you know, drives him is he loves to play defense. It's so crazy, because Mike and I have been saying we don't have enough of these guys on this team in the recent, you know, last few years.
Right. And, you know, an attitude, you know, and we talked about, you know, when he got into it with Claxton from the Nets and basically chased him off the court. I mean, he played Australian rules football back home, you know, so it just so many things about him you like. And we were like, I don't want to get and put the Hawks cart before the horse, but it is compelling in the sense that you check a lot of boxes we've been missing, you know. It's only one dude, but toughness, attitude, and that's hopefully contagious. You know, you've got guys in Reese Hoshea, and I guarantee he had an off night, but he's shown you the ability to go for 30. Jalen Johnson is a young rising star in this league. You know, and now get DeAndre Hunter back. He's missed 10 games to start the season. Eventually, now Hunter's going to be in the mix, it looks like, for this this next matchup against the Wiz.
That's good news. So Trey is off the report. We're waiting for D. Hopefully that happens tomorrow. Then we need Bogey back, Mike, and then you need Kobe Bufkin back. And then all of a sudden, now you start to get your reserves, and we can really maybe see what this team is going to look like. Guys, Jalen's been balling. Jalen Johnson is a legitimate young star in this league. Problem is, you've got to win to start getting recognition the way you deserve. Dyson Daniels, the best thing he said to us, to my opinion, Mike, was when I was in New Orleans, I had guys playing in front of me, and so when my opportunity came, I was pressing, and I felt like I needed to be perfect. When we saw he got traded, we said, this dude's only averaging 4 points. He can't shoot. Let's look at the shooting. He can shoot. He can shoot. And so, Mike, what the perception was and what we're seeing right now are two different things. And the reason was explained. Hey, I felt like I needed to be this guy, and I couldn't be it because I felt like they were going to put me on the bench so I couldn't miss a shot.
Yeah, it's something a lot of rookies that have come through Atlanta and not succeeded because they've dealt with coaches that didn't have the confidence in them or weren't willing to give them the opportunity to grow. Use the space. Anyway, in the case of the Hawks, Quinn Snyder, we talked about it, and again, we'll replay it for you tomorrow. It's online at the Odyssey app. But he talked about it, Dyson Daniels, that Quinn Snyder's got the confidence in him to shoot, and they're basically saying, let that thing go.
Pull!
So that's the same thing that Reese Hoshea talked about after he went for 33 the other night. So there's a confidence, and I was like, some of it's born out of necessity that there's, you know, there's not a lot of depth right now on the team, but good. Let's go for it, man. I know that Quinn Snyder, he's kind of enigmatic. It's hard to get a read, but the guys love playing for him when he says things like that, I guess.
So here's the deal for Mike and I, and I know it's early in the NBA season. We're all in the midst of it, the NFL, certainly, and the Falcons, and what's going on with the Dogs and Georgia Tech. I get it. The point is, when you're able to win an early game like that against Boston, who, by the way, Tatum didn't sit. Brown didn't sit. Like, their guys are – Derek White was out there. Mike, it gives you a sense that if we can get healthy, this team may be better than what was expected. And if that's the case, now are we talking about a top 6 or 4 seed in the Eastern Conference? Guys, I got to tell you, it's a long season. Philly is like 2-8, and I don't know when the hell Embiid's going to play. For all the conversation about, you know, the Sixers being one of those top 4 teams, right now I would tell you I still think New York, obviously Boston, Mike, Milwaukee's been up and down, but Cleveland seems to be the team that everybody did not expect to be as good as they are. And here we are just kind of right now, you know, you look at the top 8, okay, but Can they take that next step?
Yeah, I mean, if we have to go through another round of the play-in games, I think the Los Hawks fans are like, just scream. I mean, this is a team, as we said, if you can show the ability to be around 500, you know, by the trade deadline, because last year there was really nothing to do. I still, in hindsight, maybe I would have moved some pieces, maybe Capella off the roster and see what you could get for it. But can you, and he's been playing well, actually. You know, for honest.
Clint,
you know,
yes.
And Okongwu's been great. But if we could, you know, just maintain where, again, get over 500 and then force their hand to go do something and spend some of wrestlers' money. And let's make a run for it. Because, look, I'll say it again. If you had told me that I was going to give praise to the Hawks management before Christmas three times, they look good. Reece Sachet looks like he's better than Sarge. Yeah, small sample size. But he looks like he's more ready for the NBA. We already talked about Dyson Daniels. You know, it's a lot of exciting things. Let's build on it, man. And again, if DeAndre Hunter can just be consistent, can you be a solid defensive piece? Well, give me a number, Carl. 15 a night?
15.
Give me that, Basin. Well, give me that with what we've got with the other guys, and then we're going to be fine.
Yeah, because the burden, let's be honest, when Trey is on the floor, the burden of scoring like the other night, you don't need Dyson Daniels to give you 28 a night. He doesn't have to do that. That's not going to be his role on this team. But you know what he can do? He can give you 6, 7, 8, 9 steals a night and potentially give you 11 and 5 boards. And all of a sudden, Mike, that's a huge contribution. And there will be nights where they need him to score. But if Dre is doing his thing and Dre and Trey, are doing his thing and you're getting Bogey back off the bench, you're scoring. You're not as worried about the scoring. And Jalen Johnson, you're already seeing he's a 20-a-night guy. Right. He's 20-10 every night.
So the thing is, we do deal with ASS here in this town, Carl. That's Atlanta Snarky Sports Fan Syndrome. Actually, 4 S's.
I see that.
And, you know, when the fans sit there and they go, yeah, whatever. Yeah, you beat the – so what? You beat Boston with DeJounte Murray last year. Big whip. Hey, guess what? You know, either in the boat or not. We're just giving you some of the positives here. Now, you will build more goodwill by beating the Wizards. You said it. Let's not have one step forward in the inevitable two steps back, which have been the hallmark of this team the last 3 years.
All right, want to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. By the way, we do have a Kyle Pitts poll up. Is that correct, Turtle? Is that right? At Dukes and Bell, where you can go check that out, as well as Mike and I got into that conversation. And it's not, we're not banging on Pitts by any stretch of the imagination. Mike told you, he's actually having a better season than a lot of people assumed he is.
We came to praise Pitts, not to bury him in this segment.
Yeah, and what we're trying to say is we need another one of those great Pitts coming out parties that we had a few weeks ago. Drake needs to be great this weekend. Everybody, man, on the offense, this is a big week. You go from the Saints game where we look lackluster, and again, Kirk Cousins, for those who don't remember, sorry, Kirk, didn't have a touchdown. He didn't have one. You can't look at that and go, well,
didn't have,
consistency. Yeah.
Didn't have to. Again, the Saints, like divisional rival, physical play. You know, Saints just kind of beat us up. And that's why we're worried about the Broncos, because the physical nature of what they're bringing. Run the football, you know, impose our will, which
right.
is easier sometimes said than done. But, yeah, that's why the rest of the country, when we have analysts, we had national guys on last week, that's why people outside of Atlanta don't believe in this team when you put on a clunker like we did down in New Orleans.
It was a clunker. Real quick, Wimby had 50 last night, Mike. Is he the next big thing?
Yeah, we knew he was, and he's further, you know, just expanding his role. And he's getting bigger, too, physically. He's getting more size, too.
He is. Dude's 7'4". You're not blocking his shot. Like, he's shooting threes, and the release point is like 10 feet in the air.
It's almost
crazy.
Yeah, it's like a gazelle taking two steps to the basket.
The funniest thing is watching when he shot fakes, and people legit going for his shot fakes. You're not going to block that shot regardless.
No.
Why are you falling for a shot fake?
If you block that shot, get the guys from Cirque du Soleil to help you out.
Exactly right. They're on some kind of string. Giannis had 59 last night as the Bucks won. Detroit's competitive, man. And I'm just putting this out there. Those two guys, big games, and then LeBron had another triple-double. NBA's underway. Our team could be very interesting. That's all we're saying. And where it goes, Mike and I don't know, but I do love the attitude of Dyson Daniels. I'll tell you that much.
Did you guys see, by the way, Giannis get in trouble for imitating the old Sam Cassell dance?
Oh, he did with the
onions
ball thing.
Yeah, he grabbed his sack.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Did he get fined?
Well, he put his own spin on it and did a let's just say an elephant trunk.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Took it one step further there, Giannis, huh?
Well, I mean, you got to believe in truth and advertising.
Related to that, have you guys seen the feud right now with Jalen and Giannis and Nike?
No.
So a couple weeks ago, there was a Celtics and the Bucks played, and Giannis like faked a handshake to Jalen.
Oh, I heard that, and Jalen killed him.
He called him a child afterwards. Last night, Nike had a tweet talking about there wasn't child's play that happened last night on the court with Giannis, referencing that. So yeah, Nike kind of interjected themselves in the Giannis and Jalen thing.
Now, Mike, we think, so do a lot of people, Nike kept him off the Olympic team.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
That's what we believe, and that's what Orrin is alluding to. And so now they're taking shots because Giannis is a Nike guy, had a big game last night again. He had 59.
Right.
And then, Jaylen Brown said that, I think, the last time they played. Yeah.
Right, because Jaylen with his shoe deal. Trey, of course, has now moved on to British Knights, right? That's Trey's new contract. What's the name of the shoe? Altas? That's a tennis association. What's the name of his shoes? Ant. Somebody up in Dunwoody's going, Trae Young is wearing our tennis sneakers? Fabulous. I'm glad that Alta has merged with the NBA.
It is. Yeah. It's Kyrie's shoe company.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you know, if it works, and you know, it's you know, yeah. I get them
you
online.
You said Alta, though. That made me laugh.
Love 30.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Does that mean Trae is a flat earther?
I'm sorry?
No, that's Kyrie. That's Kyrie. Yeah. Don't love Trey with that nonsense.
Yeah, no.
Hawks are the seventh seed right now. It'll be a very short season if it ended, but they're still in that play-in mode. Hopefully they all the things we talked about. But getting DeAndre Hunter consistently on the floor is a nice step in the right direction.
I agree. All right, man, we got more to get to. Dogs getting ready for Tennessee.
And can we chill these people out? The rankings came out, and people are ready to jump off a ledge. Just chill, man.
Well, they're not used to being in this position. We'll talk about it. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to try to talk some of dog fans off the ledge. Before we do, though, be sure to huddle up at Buffalo Cafes. That's Buffalo's Cafe in Griffin before the big UGA-Tennessee game this Saturday. Mike Johnson will be there. Hi, everybody. Mike Johnson.
Johnson!
He'll be there from 5 until 7, so make sure you make your way out there, guys. Again, Buffalo's Cafe in Griffin before the big UGA-Tennessee game. You said some people are losing their minds. Explain.
Well, because you saw these brackets, and like some of it is hyperbole. I mean, you know, you got Feinbaum stoking the fires and everybody else losing their friggin' minds. Because right now, like, Georgia's not in, you know, this top 12 because you mentioned everybody who's a conference champion is locked in. So Boise State takes over at number 12. They'd play Ohio State. Won't that be some great football? I know they were within a field goal of beating Oregon. Come on. As far as the rest of it, Notre Dame right now would play Tennessee. If Georgia beats Tennessee and somebody else plays in the SEC championship because Georgia doesn't lose another game,
right,
then Georgia would play Notre Dame. So, I mean, it's right now, the Georgia's nowhere to be found in what the brackets would look like now. When you beat Tennessee, as I told you earlier, I had to explain to a Tennessee fan who apparently went up to Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still and some brains because he couldn't understand that if you beat Tennessee, you win the head-to-head. If you finish with the same record, you advance. So it's huge for Tennessee. I'm not sure how the committee will look at them. Like, you still beat Alabama. See, that's the thing. Georgia beat the number one team in Texas.
That's right.
And that's why people are frigging out. And everyone realizes. Now, here's the thing, though. If Georgia plays like they played at Ole Miss, can they beat a Notre Dame? You know, Notre Dame would be coming to Sanford Stadium. Remember how big that was a couple years ago?
It was huge.
That's the kind of stuff you're going to get now with this playoff. But I'm just saying, let the thing play out. The first blush gets everybody just losing their friggin' minds.
All right. What do we know about Tennessee? I want you to hear Kirby talk about their running back, because this is the thing I think you need to pay attention to. Dylan Sampson is one of the best running backs in the country. Kid's got over 1,100 yards, 20 touchdowns, 20. And the season's not done yet. He is, Mike, one of the better running backs. Now, again, when you start talking about the top backs in the country, it starts with the kid at Boise State. Gentry has 1,700 yards and 23 touchdowns, and he's chasing an all-time record when you talk about Barry Sanders. But Sampson's not far behind, and Kirby gave him a lot of compliments.
He is an elite runner. The runs they run are sometimes non-traditional. I mean, they run some runs that other people don't run because of the space in the box. He's very patient. He hits small creases. He's hard to tackle. I mean, you don't put up – how many touchdowns he's got in the SEC, 20-something? I mean, that's crazy in the SEC. The SEC is the hardest league in the world to run the ball in on because they got the most size defense alignment. And he continues to do it at a crazy pace to me. So what year is he, by the way?
Junior.
Yeah, I mean, he's as good. I mean, it seems like he's been there for a while, and I know where he's from in Louisiana. They do nothing but have great backs from there. He reminds me so much his run skill set of Kamara, of Alvin. He's very smooth and elusive.
He is. All of that true. He's just a junior. But this is one of the things that Tennessee, everybody talks about, the hurry up and how they throw the ball around and how many plays they snap. Don't get fooled. They're going to run the football, and Georgia's going to have to stop the run, Mike.
But what are you hearing? I mean, I guess we're going to, like, sources now, like The Bear, the old producer on ESPN, who's now on Fox. Well, I think it was yesterday, Chris, our producer, was saying that he didn't think that Nico Iamaleava was going to play. And because of the concussion, there's no way he's missing that game.
I don't think so either. Why, Mike, this is a must win. If the kid says he can play and the medical staff has cleared him, and again, we don't know all of that, but we assume that that's what's been going on this week. I think this is a little cat and mouse.
Right.
I think Josh Heupel is said early in the week that he felt good about it, and that made everybody feel, right, all right, he's going to play. But you also now, if you're Georgia, guess what? Who are you preparing for? You've got to prepare for, you know, another potential quarterback. I just think it's a little cat and mouse game. I think Saturday when this game comes around, I think Nico's going to be out there.
ESPN reporting that barring any kind of like setback, he's going to go. Question I had for you earlier, I'll ask again for guys in their car now. I mean, who's Georgia the way they've looked, you know, the last game specifically, to be a 10.5-point favorite? I know they're at home, but I mean, I'd still think 7, 6.5 sounds about right the way Georgia looked on defense.
I do too,
and the way Carson Beck's been playing of late.
Well, look. You've had a couple of games now. This isn't week three. You have seen the areas in which Georgia's been exposed. And so if you're telling me that Tennessee will not or is not going to be able to take advantage of some of those things, I just don't feel that way. I mean, if this was week two, I'd feel differently. I'd be like, okay, maybe that was last week and we're still learning about the team. Georgia is flawed in certain areas. You've seen it. Now, that doesn't mean that guys won't catch the ball this week, that Carson Beck certainly won't turn it over and he'll play better. But Mike, when you talk about just fundamental stuff defensively, this is why it hasn't looked like Georgia. I mean, you're talking about missed tackles, missed assignments, blown coverages. Like these are things that haven't happened to Georgia over the last few years. So yes, all of it is clean. You can clean all of that up, but I still believe they're flawed in some areas and that Tennessee is going to be able to score touchdowns, Mike. This is not going to be a 7-6 ball game.
Yeah, I know we talk so much about, you know, the linebacker core. I mean, you know, Schumann deserves a bit of heat. Like, we've been getting on Bobo for the play calling. We had Barbara Dooley on. Barbara was literally apoplectic about the loss to Ole Miss and just worried about, you know, why don't they look like they used to? Well, we said basically the depth. The depth is the big thing for everybody. But I think it's so crystallized with Georgia, just not having that ability to – or – you know, was, as I said to you yesterday, is Monken just better than Bobo? Could Monken have taken some of these body blows and personnel issues that Georgia's dealt with and made more of it? Because the offensive line has been, you know, not been where it's supposed to be. Kirby's brought it up a number of times in press conferences and interviews. We talked about it before the Ole Miss game, and they just got absolutely thrashed. I mean, Ole Miss was in the backfield, man.
Yeah, listen, until you do what Monken's done, he's better. And I think Bobo's really good. I think he did a great job last year. But, Mike, until you are able to call plays in on the biggest stages, which Monken did, and, you know, they go back-to-back and all of that, I don't know if you can compare the two. But I will say this about Josh Heupel, by the way. He was asked about why this is different for Tennessee. And this is what I was talking about with Barbara. And he says, we are more prepared and we've been in our systems longer. Now you're talking about Heupel in his fourth season. They know exactly what they're trying to do and get accomplished. And he said, unlike, you know, these previous games with Georgia, we were still trying to figure out a lot of this stuff. Tennessee comes into this game, guys, 8-1, 5-1 in the SEC. And I think Heupel's right about this. You know, the last time that Tennessee lost, what, it's been 7 in a row that they've lost to Georgia, including the trip to Athens in 2022, which is 27-13. And I think that's what people are thinking this game might be. I feel like you. I think it's going to be closer. And by the way, if the Dogs do blow doors, great, because that means they got a lot of stuff corrected and they're finally potentially playing up to their potential and what we believe they can be. But Heupel's talking about it and saying, we know what it is to be in an elite environment. They had big wins. Think about last year, Alabama, Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, they have had some things that have happened to the program that haven't happened in a while. So I think they're coming in with a lot of confidence, unlike when Heupel got there and you were kind of like, what's this going
to
be?
Right. And we know that, as we said, the defense, that's taken the biggest step. To me, that's when you play them initially, you said it. They're going to go up and down the field. They're going to score a lot of points, but they're going to give up as many points. Now, not necessarily. The other little factor is, since today we're spending a lot of time talking about tight ends, you know, Brock Bowers, right, pretty good, right? Goes without saying. 13 touchdowns championship year, 7 touchdowns the following year, 6 touchdowns last year, 714 yards. You know what Oscar Delp has given you?
What?
I know he's been banged up. 119 yards on 9 receptions and 0 touchdowns.
That's not enough.
The tight end position in general for Georgia. I mean, that's if you want to look at different areas, we talked about missing Ra-Ra Thomas. And, you know, Barbara Julie brought up the fact that even when Carson Beck gets it in these receivers' hands, it's a 50-50 shot they're going to catch it. But the tight ends, to lose Ladd McConkey, but Bowers, the tight end was such a big part of everything they did the last 3 years.
Do you guys know the last time Kirby Smart lost back-to-back games? 2016, his first year.
The last time he lost to Tennessee. That was, by the way, the Joshua Dobbs Hail Mary throw.
Well, but this goes back to you just lost to Ole Miss. You're going to lose to Tennessee at home? That hasn't happened since his first year as the head coach of the Dogs. 404-726-0929.
Does this mean they're playing in a bowl in Shreveport? That's what's at stake, by the way. I mean, we're talking about the booby prize. From going from the college football playoff to like, you know, oh, it's a nice, cold, sleety night here in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl.
Mike, three lost teams? Yeah, that's where they're going to be playing. I mean, there will be, again, a few two-loss teams that will be involved in this playoff. Right. Georgia could be one of them.
Let's not think about that.
But you got to win this week. All right, more to get to, guys. Also, we're going to talk to Mark Raimondi in the 6 o'clock hour. He covers the Falcons. We'll get his take on all the injuries and whatnot heading into Denver. And we got to get you caught up on the latest with the Daily Download coming up at 6 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.